recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning, and welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Today is Sunday, September 13th, 2020. It's Rally Sunday. That is the first Sunday of a new program year, and one very different, fair to say, than any we've known. And that said, as we like to do every Rally Sunday, we look forward to welcoming new members, we look forward to celebrating our new ministries and all the ways to get involved, and we are beginning a new worship series, this one titled Sacred Earth, Sacred Work. Our focus for this week and next will be on creation as blessing, or put another way, original blessing. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks to all who have put this worship together and are participating in it, and thanks to all who will be joining us for further festivities at the 11 o'clock hour. We will hear the news of community and then begin our worship together.
Greetings. I am Vicki Hackett, and I am your liturgist for this September 13th worship service. Today is Rally Day. The 11 o'clock virtual fellowship hour will be special this week as we celebrate the new church year and each other. Later in this special Rally Day service, we will witness Reverend Laura Barnes and the Graham family as they become members of our beloved Hillcrest. We will then celebrate and embrace them at fellowship hour. At fellowship hour, council will let you know about service opportunities to consider for the coming year. You can email council members to request more information or to volunteer. Please refer to the written News of Community emailed Saturday by Reverend Fred for council member email addresses. Although this is an important time of discernment for all of us, it will also be fun to see our Hillcrest leaders in their costumes. You can participate using your telephone, computer, tablet, or smartphone. Instructions on how to join in the conversation were emailed by Reverend Fred on Saturday, September 12th. Sunday school will take place again this Sunday afternoon. Please contact Allison Keekley Silva for further information. Zoom links are emailed weekly to the families. Adult education classes start again on Wednesday, September 16, at 4 o'clock p.m. We will begin a new series based on the book, So You Want to Talk About Race. Reverend Fred will be sending a separate email with more information about this new topic. Information about the various ways you can obtain this book can be found in the written News of Community emailed to you on September 12th by Reverend Fred. At the September 20th worship service, we will all have the privilege of participating in the baptism of Hannah Graham, daughter of Christina and Doug Graham. A celebration will be held at the 11 o'clock fellowship hour. The food pantry now allows clients to come once a month rather than four times a year. This change is in recognition of the growing amount of food insecurity in our community. The Outreach Committee is spreading the news in the community, and we ask that you pass the word to those you know who are food insecure for themselves or their families. And remember, you can bring food donations directly to the food room at any time it is open, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, from 9 o'clock through 11:45 a.m. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 o'clock a.m. to noon. Please make an appointment with the church office if you need or want to come by for any reason. Safety protocols need to be followed for the protection of yourself and others. Please see the written news of community for more details about safety protocols and for information on how to contact the church office. Allison Keekley Silva or Reverend Fred Weidman. And now, let us quiet ourselves and prepare for worship.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
You are invited to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation. Creating God, you spun the galaxies and breathed into us the breath of life. Open our awareness to the life coursing through us, connecting us to all creation. Help us become more tuned in to your life force, to your vitality in our lives, to your call to love one another and all creation. We praise you as the one in whom we live and have our being. In this silence, we connect to you and all of creation.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery of this body, gathered here in the struggles of this body, gathered here in the struggles of this body.
O living God of creation, we who are your children too soon forget the original blessing and the inherent goodness of your ongoing creation. The universe and all within it is fundamentally a blessing, fundamentally good. You created it, including us, to flourish. Deepen our awareness of the blessedness of creation, of our place in creation, and of your spirit and your Christ in creation. Take away our fear of not knowing or not controlling it all. Open us to the blessing of life in all its joys and struggles. Transform us. Transform our experience of life. Amen. As with so many things, welcoming and receiving new members into our church is different in these times. I look forward to what we do now in worship, and I look forward to completing this part of the worship service during our fellowship time together at 11 a.m., when our candidates for new membership will have the opportunity to respond in live time, and all gathered will respond to them. Also, let me take a moment now to offer this invitation to any and all worshiping with us to contact me to learn more about Hillcrest and join our Hillcrest family. My email will be given at the close of this service. Let us begin our receiving of new members on this Rally Sunday. There are many ways to describe Hillcrest Church, United Church of Christ. Faith in action is a good start. The words of our guiding purpose put it this way: we strive to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ and to share the gospel with the wider community. We affirm the oneness of the human family and embrace all of God's children, regardless of race, ethnicity, culture, age, sexual orientation, or other labels that could divide. Recognizing that we are called to love one another as God loves us, we commit individually and collectively to develop and nurture spiritual growth and to create an atmosphere which seeks to promote the principles of agape love. To our candidates for worship, we rejoice in the pilgrimage of faith that has brought each of you to this time and place. We give thanks for every faith community which has been your spiritual home, and we celebrate your presence in this faith family, Hillcrest. You have indicated your desire to join our faith community, and we have indicated our desire to welcome you. And so I ask you, do you promise to participate in the life and mission of Hillcrest, sharing regularly in the worship of God and sharing in the ministry of this church as we serve each other, the community, and the world? If so, please respond by saying, "We promise," with God's help. And at our fellowship time this morning, I'll repeat that question and look forward to you all responding. And then to our members gathered, I'll ask you to affirm these words for our new members. We welcome you with joy into this community of faith. We covenant with God, with you, and with the whole Hillcrest family to accept the cost and joy of discipleship and to carry out our ministries together in mutual love and respect. And I look forward to that. And in anticipation of all that, I invite us all to pray now. O God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, cause this faith community Hillcrest to continue to grow together in knowledge and love of you. And in all that we say and do, be witnesses of your love. And let everybody worshiping say together now, Amen. Amen. And let us sing together now, Draw the Circle Wide.
With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world, and the Spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times.
Julian of Norwich is a medieval mystic and spiritual teacher. We know little about her. Indeed, we may not even know her actual name. Historians argue about whether Julian is her name or was simply the name given to that spiritual teacher who lived at St. Julian's Church in Norwich. She's mostly known for two quotes. Her meditation on creation as a hazelnut is worthy of Dr. Seuss's Horton Hears a Who. Just wonderful. And her most famous quote reveals her as a deeply faithful and joy-filled follower of Christ. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well. Julian was deeply sensitive to who and what Christ is, Christ on the way to the cross, and Christ as the agent of creation, God's Word. A lesser known and deeply revealing writing of Julian, one for today's worship service, goes like this. Hear the words of Julian of Norwich. When Christ was in pain, we were in pain. All creatures of God's creation that can suffer pain suffered with Christ. The sky and the earth failed at the time of Christ dying, because Christ, too, was part of nature. I invite you to make a fist with your hands, and imagine in those clenched fists all that you are holding tightly, and that has a hold on you. It may be something or some things specific. It may be a less defined fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of grief, loneliness, helplessness. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists. And imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold with love the concerns of others and the pain of our world. Creating God, you who spun the galaxies and breathed into us the breath of life, open to us a new awareness of the life coursing through us and connected to all creation, so that we might become more attuned to your life force, feeling more vitality in our lives, and more loving towards all. We praise you, our living God, in whom we have life and being. We call on your loving Spirit to be with us now as we remember and hold with love all people and places, all matters of concern, and all that brings us joy. Hear now all that we raise in our hearts and say aloud. And as we place a hand on our heart, hear now what we cannot even put into words. Let your Spirit be with us in our sighs and our groans, too deep for words. O God, we thank you that in our life together with you and each other and with the whole of creation, that we are held by your precious Spirit. For that and for life, we say together, Amen. Amen. In just a moment, we will pray the Lord's Prayer together. First, I want to say that throughout this worship series, Sacred Earth, Sacred Work, we will pray different versions of the Lord's Prayer, alternating new versions with the more traditional words as we know them. This week, I will lead us in a version which the author or interpreter calls the Aramaic Lord's Prayer, given his own interpretation of what Jesus' words might have meant or suggested to those who spoke that ancient language then. I invite you to pray these words along with me. If you prefer, you may use the more traditional words. Both are available on the screen. And given the online worship format and the possibility of pausing, you may even choose to do both. Let us pray. O birther, father, mother of the cosmos, focus your light within us. Make it useful. Create your reign of unity now, your one desire. Then acts with ours, as in all light, so in all forms. Grant us what we need each day in bread and insight. Loose the cords of mistakes binding us, as we release the strands we hold of others' guilt. Don't let surface things delude us, but free us from what holds us back. From you is born all ruling will, the power and the life to do, the song that beautifies all. From age to age it renews. I affirm this with my whole being. Truly power to these statements. May they be the ground from which all my actions grow. Amen.
God works in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine.
Our scripture reading for today is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 19. Hear the word of the Lord. First this, God created the heavens and earth. All you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. God's spirit brooded like a bird above the watery abyss.
God spoke.
Light.
And light appeared. God saw that light was good, and separated light from dark. God named the light day. God named the dark night. It was evening. It was morning. Day one.
God spoke.
Sky, in the middle of the waters. Separate water from water.
God made sky. God separated the water under the sky from the water above the sky. And there it was. God named sky the heavens. It was evening. It was morning. Day two.
God spoke.
Separate water beneath heaven, gather into one place. Land, appear.
And there it was. God named the land earth. God named the pooled water ocean. God saw that it was good.
God spoke.
Earth, green up. Grow all varieties of seed-bearing plants, every sort of fruit-bearing tree.
There it was. Earth produced green, seed-bearing plants, all varieties, and fruit-bearing trees of all sorts. God saw that it was good. It was evening. It was morning. Day 3.
God spoke.
Lights, come out. Shine in heaven's sky. Separate day from night. Mark seasons and days and years. Lights in heaven's sky to give light to earth.
And there it was. God made two big lights, the larger to take charge of day, the smaller to be in charge of night. And God made the stars. God placed them in the heavenly sky to light up the earth, to oversee day and night, to separate light and dark. God saw that it was good. It was evening, it was morning, day 4. This is a word of God. Thanks be to God. All creation is a word of God. All creation speaks volumes of God.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me.
Hey guys, so today is Rally Sunday, as I'm sure you've heard. Rally Sunday is the day when we start our new program year at the church. It's a day when we all get together and talk about exciting volunteer opportunities. The ministries talk about the various things that they're doing, and we talk about ways that we can help out. This year, in particular, is an exciting one. Because this year, we're going to be going back to campus. Maybe not this month or next month, but soon, very soon, we'll be able to be all together again. And that's exciting. I've really missed being able to see all of you in person. And I know we've been thinking about and talking about together some of the things we missed about being on campus. Maybe some of you contributed art for this service to that effect. What I'd like to talk about right now, and what I'd like you to think about, are what are some new things that we can do with the campus once we're back? It's been sad not being able to be with each other in person, but it's also an opportunity. It's a fresh start. We can try new things. One thing that's new that I'm excited about showing you guys is our new teen room. We've moved everything, and I hear we have a couch and a TV. And it's really exciting, and hopefully, sooner rather than later, we'll all be together and able to use it. Pause the video and maybe talk about what some things are that you might want to try that we haven't tried before once we get back to campus. And I hope you join us either at Sunday school or the fellowship hour, and share your thoughts, because we'd all love to hear from you. And I hear that we might get a chance to see some of our church members wearing silly costumes, so bonus. Hope to see you all there.
So, just another Sunday and just another sermon. Well, it's Rally Sunday, when we honor and celebrate our mission and ministries. It's New Members Sunday, when we honor and welcome dear and new members to our Hillcrest family. And we have a new worship theme for the fall season, Sacred Earth, Sacred Work. And our reading for today, Creation. All of that. And if you looked at the worship bulletin sent to you or are looking at the screen now, you see the word reflection. That's Hillcrest speak for keep it brief, preacher. I'll do my best. And Julian of Norwich, that extraordinary figure from whom we've already heard, she'll be my guide, our guide, for this brief reflection. A reflection for our church and our world at this time. A reflection about life and the sacredness of all life. About worship life and putting faith into action. About God and God's presence in our lives, in all life. Julian was keenly aware of the Trinity. In traditional words, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But she wasn't tied to traditional words, and she certainly wasn't tied to hard structures of gender. Like a mother must be feminine. We'll see all that soon. What Julian got, and what Christians in our world so often don't get, to our detriment, and to the world's detriment, is that God is all wrapped up in creation, and creation is all wrapped up in God. That's why Julian, the great mystic and spiritual teacher from 600 years ago or more, can talk like this. Now bear in mind, given the grammar and understanding of her time, she cannot conceive of God as being other than a him. That is H-I-M. But that's no bother. Listen to Julian. This fair, lovely word, mother, is so sweet and so kind in itself that it cannot be truly said of anyone or to anyone except of him and to him who is the true mother of life and of all things. To the property of motherhood belong nature, love, wisdom, and knowledge, and this is God. God as mother, of course. And what of nature and our relationship with nature and with God our mother? Again, Julian. For all natures, which God has put separately in different creatures, are all in us. Holy, in fullness and power, in beauty and goodness. We are all bound to God by nature. So Julian, in the 1300-something. It took science, 1400-something. Let it at least right when she lived. It was the 1400s. It took science until somewhere in the 19th or 20th century to figure all that out. And sadly, and sinfully, I might add, most Christians in our America, or at least most popular Christian preachers, still can't or won't see it. We are all bound to God by nature, through nature, with nature. We are bound to God by nature. Hillcrest family, our world is in pain. God's creation is in pain. If ever in the history of God's creation, and certainly in our lifetimes, if ever there was a time when our physical world itself when our physical existence itself is in need of spiritual renewal, now is the time. The foolishness of a popular American Christianity, removed from care for nature, removed from care for Black people or any people who, for whatever reasons of prejudice or blindness, are not reckoned as fully part of us, as fully part of nature, as fully in relationship with God, it's got to stop. For Christ's sake, it's got to stop. Let Julian be our guide. Let God's creation and ongoing creation be our guide. Let the Bible's creation stories be our guide. We are bound to God and to each other in Christ through the mystery of creation itself and through God's grace. Let us live in that grace for the sake of life. Amen.
Climbing up the mountain, children, gotta reach my heavenly home. I'm climbing up and working harder, Lord, don't ever leave me alone. Can't you see I'm trying to make it each day, even though trials pass my way? I'm gonna keep on climbing up the mountain till I make it on home. The mountains are steep and the going gets tough, but when I see him face to face, I'm gonna shout all over the place. I'm climbing up the mountain, children, gotta reach my heavenly home. I'm climbing up and working harder, Lord, don't ever leave me alone. Can't you see I'm trying to make it each day, even though trials pass my way? I'm gonna keep on climbing up the mountain till I make it on home.
Oh, sister, won't you help me?
Won't you help me to carry the load over the hard and rocky road? When I arrive, you'll wipe my tears away. It's gonna be a happy day, a happy day. I'm climbing up the mountain, children, gotta reach my heavenly home. I'm climbing up and working harder, Lord, don't ever leave me alone.
Can't you see I'm trying to make it each day,
even though trials pass my way?
Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity through our many acts of service and our generous gifts to support the work of Hillcrest. Thank you for continuing to give by sending in pledges or offering through the mail or giving online at hillcrestucc.org. Your gifts help to continue the vital work of our ministries to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our church. Beloved Creator, we are eternally grateful for the many gifts you have given us. Help us deepen our reverence for life and passion for justice and human transformation through all of the chaos around us. Let us each be a center of the storm, creating a safe and steady place of refuge for others. Bless our gifts that they may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
All praise to you, O God of all creation. You made the world, and it is yours alone. The planet Earth, you spun in its location.
In the spirit of our new worship series, and in the spirit of our reading from the creation story, and in the spirit of Julian of Norwich, I'd like to suggest a couple of opportunities for connecting with our true selves, with creation, and with God as part of our blessing this morning. What does the word mother mean for you? And what does the notion of God as mother mean to you? How might you intentionally offer that gift to someone or some aspect of God's creation this week? Our Bible and our spiritual teacher, Julian, know that we are bound by nature and in our own nature to God and to all of creation. Celebrate that connection in some direct way. A way that's meaningful, or just silly, or both. And so receive and do this simple blessing. Go forth, be you, and experience and share the joy of life with God in and with all of creation. And let us all say together, Amen. And now let us pass the peace of Christ, also in the spirit of our worship series and of our Bible's telling of creation and of Julian's insight into our physical and spiritual connections. Open now your heart to our whole Hillcrest family, to all of humanity, and to the whole of our created world. And together, say with me, The peace of Christ be with you. And now, as you receive that back from others, please say with me, and also with you, Amen. Our service has ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, September 13th, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a very special time of fellowship on this New Member Sunday and Rally Sunday. You don't want to miss it, and we don't want to miss you. The information to join that meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you haven't received it, or if you have questions about it, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Be transformed in peace. Experience our connection with God and each other and with the whole of creation in peace. Amen.